This is Lake Effect from 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. Thanks so much for joining us today. I'm Bonnie North. Politicians of all stripes are reacting to the latest schism in the Republican Party. Arizona Senator Jeff Flake, an outspoken critic of President Trump, announced he won't seek re-election next year. And in doing so, he became even more outspoken in his criticism of the president and what he believes Trump represents. Flake joins a high-profile list of Republicans, including John McCain, former President George W. Bush, and outgoing Senator Bob Corker, who have all escalated their criticisms in recent days. But what's the greater consequence of this latest debate? News analyst Charlie Sykes joined Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke to talk about just that.
So I think we have to start with Jeff Flake and Bob Corker and their sudden place in the spotlight. This is kind of the opposite of the image we generally have of the lame duck politician. How significant is their outspokenness in the general scheme of things?
I think it's very significant. I think the fact that you have two sitting Republican United States senators willing to call out a president of their own party in these terms is a dramatic moment. But on the other hand, don't expect it to open the floodgates or to turn the Republican Party around, because the reality is that the Republican base is still with Donald Trump. And I think this is an indication of how much Donald Trump has changed, or in my view, corrupted the Republican Party.
You have written a lot about what you see as the departure the current party has taken from traditional conservative ideology. Where did Jeff Flake fall in that spectrum?
Well, Jeff Flake is a solid conservative. In fact, he essentially committed political suicide by writing a book which was very much a throwback to Barry Goldwater's The Conscience of a Conservative, and, you know, laying out what conservatives believe, what they stand for, and why he was willing to speak out against Donald Trump. I understand that his announcement this week that he wasn't running for re-election was basically a nod to the inevitable. He wasn't going to win. So people are kind of sneering, well, you're just acknowledging that you were going to lose the election. But I think that misses the point that Jeff Flake, as a solid conservative, was going to lose because he spoke out against Donald Trump, because he wrote that particular book. But Jeff Flake, you know, not that long ago, would have been right square in the middle of the mainstream of the conservative movement.
Well, so then aside from potentially boosting book sales, what does he get to accomplish by this exit strategy? And is it likely to have any impact on the party at large, either in the short run or in the long run?
Those are really good questions. I think that he's being criticized for waving the white flag. If you want to fight against Trumpism, shouldn't you be running in the campaign? But I understand, I would take a different point of view on all of this. I think he realized that if he ran, he would have to mute his criticism of the president and what's happening to his party, and he chose to step back. And now he's unplugged, and he's able to say what he wants. In the short run, it's not going to turn things around. The fever has not broken. But in the long run, politics is more than about just electoral politics. It is about talking about who we are as a people, what we value, what we believe in, and whether we're willing to draw lines. And I think he's doing that, and I think that Bob Corker is doing that as well.
So to this point, though, being able to raise your hand and say Donald Trump is not a real conservative is not a recipe for victory at this point.
No, and also what Senators Corker and Flake are doing is they're saying something beyond whether he's a real conservative or not a real conservative. They're saying that he poses a threat to the culture, to our democratic norms, the kinds of things that Jeff Flake said, where he's talking about the president as role model, his behavior, his character. And I know that some people want to just brush that off and say, well, that's a matter of personality or style. And I think what both Bob Corker and Jeff Flake are saying is, no, it's about character, it's about judgment, it's about honesty. And these are things that we shouldn't think of as being disposable.
You write a lot about this in your book, this sudden kind of backtracking symbolized by where William Bennett was in the last election.
Well, that was one of the more shocking moments for me. Bill Bennett is somebody that I've admired for many years, was the author of The Book of Virtues, wrote and spoke eloquently about the importance of character and the president as role model. And yet, like so many other Republicans, he decided in 2016 that winning that election was more important than character. And he dismissed Never Trumpers, people like me, for what he called moral vanity in holding Donald Trump accountable for those things. Coming from Bill Bennett, it was rather extraordinary. But this is the trade-off that a lot of Republicans have made, that basically we're going to look the other way when he, you know, picks fights with Gold Star families or engages in serial deception or as a con man or bullies and lies, as long as we get our agenda, as long as we get a Supreme Court justice, as long as we get tax cuts.
Is there a way you think we should be following this story that is less like a reality show? I mean, there is a fundamental philosophical discussion here, but that is, for a lot of people, much more difficult to cover than 140 characters in a tweet.
Well, it is a reality TV show, and there are so many ways to look at it. I actually, in my book and in some of the talks that I've been giving, I try to take the focus off of Donald Trump, the reality TV star, and turn the focus back on what he's doing to the rest of us, how he's changing the norms of politics, the way we talk with one another, what's acceptable and what's not acceptable. And I thought that was an important part of Jeff Flake's speech, where he talked about the importance of not normalizing certain behavior. But having said that, look, this is a political party that is about to swap out statesmen like Bob Corker and Jeff Flake for someone like a Roy Moore down in Alabama. But I think it's more than just the effect on the Republican Party. It's also the divisions that it's creating in the country. And I think that's going to last a lot longer than the current political sideshow.
So the other major point in Washington this week is the tax bill, or really the tax cut effort that's likely to surface officially, and I think in the next week in the House anyway. What do you see as the major stumbling points likely to be between what the president wants and what Republican leaders in the House and Republican leaders in the Senate want?
Well, I want to emphasize one thing is the most important part of this from my point of view, is that look at the calendar today. And consider the fact that they want to get this thing done by the end of the year. And yet, as of right now, as you and I are sitting here, there's no bill. We don't know what is in this bill. It is a black box. So as somebody that likes the idea of tax cutting, I'm kind of scratching my head about this new style of legislating where nobody knows what's going on. And you have this back and forth. Are the Republicans going to limit 401ks? Are they actually going to touch that particular third rail? How do you avoid having this be a big tax cut that is disproportionately for the rich? I can't even answer those questions because we just don't know. This is a process that is a riddle wrapped in a mystery, and I'm not sure the president and Republicans on the Hill are on the same page.
Oh, and we can't be sure that they're not on the same page either.
We just don't know. And this, I think, is one of the problems that we had with the health care bill as well, that it was invisible for too long until it was sort of popped out on the public, and then we were supposed to accept it.
I want to touch briefly on state politics before we wrap up. Governor Walker has made it all but official that he is running for re-election. With a Republican in the state house and Republicans controlling the both houses of the legislature in Madison, is there anything he's running against in the next year?
Well, I think that based on what I've seen, he's going to be running on his record, you know, that there's more to be done and all the successes that he's going to point to. But I do think it's fascinating to watch how divided state Republicans have become, that budget fight actually turned rather toxic, where you had the Speaker of the State Assembly accusing his fellow Republicans of being terrorists. Now, he backed off and apologized from that. But there are these divisions. But once again, I think the main dynamic of the 2018 election for governor, in my view, is the weakness of the Democrats, their inability to come up with an A-lister candidate. And I think that's going to be an ongoing problem for the Democrats. It's not that the Republicans are going to fall like ripe fruit into their hands.
Is the division in the Republican Party in Wisconsin, is it a microcosm of the larger philosophical issue that Republicans nationwide are dealing with?
I think our divisions are different here. But we're going to see that played out in the U.S. Senate primary, where Steve Bannon has decided that he's going to endorse, the newcomer, Nicholson, over veteran Republican Senator Leah Vukmir. I'm not sure that a Steve Bannon endorsement is that much of an asset, but we're going to see how that's played out. Up until now, in Wisconsin, we haven't had that kind of real visceral divisions between Tea Party and establishment that they've had elsewhere.
Charlie Sykes, thanks so much.
My pleasure.
Charlie Sykes is a former Milwaukee talk show host and journalist. He now joins us frequently. He is a regular commentator on MSNBC, and he's the author of the new book, How the Right Lost Its Mind. He spoke with Lake Effect's Mitch Tyke.